This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 165th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, Kansas City Chiefs select Tyreek Hill.
With the 37th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Chris Jones.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Juan Thornhill.
The 63rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Travis Kelce.
10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes.
And welcome back to Draft Night. I'm Jay Binkley with Kramer Sansone. It's brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, a visit I need to make. It's the weekend.
Same
baby.
Here, buddy. I know what I need to do tomorrow.
Man, this is so cool. You know, as Kramer and I here, we're waiting for the Chiefs to pick. Anthony Jennings just went to the Patriots here as we sit here at pick number 87. And again, the Chiefs will pick at 96. We go all the way to pick 106 in this round. Still, the Chiefs going to get back in it, trade out of it. The Chiefs still have two more picks after this selection coming up. But the quality of this, like, this was needed. And I think people needed this sports break. And what the ratings for this was up 37% from last year. I mean, for like ESPN, it's been, I mean, I haven't been watching it much lately. I like the local stories now.
Yeah, same.
Like, I've been really entertained with the shows here with CDOT and Fesco and Kling and Levine and all those guys have been coming up with, because it's the local angle. But I can only watch so many replays. That's why you and I enjoy simulation. This is cool. I'm looking forward to the golf, too, with Tiger Woods Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Looking forward to that, as the Browns have now made their selection as well. As Roger Goodell's sitting down for fireside chats, and I wonder if he's getting tired, because remember, he kind of hands the second round off.
I think he is. That's why he's probably sitting down, relaxing. You can tell the bags under his eyes are bottling up. His eyes aren't open.
He makes $47 million a year. He can sit there and tough it out. Mizzou has been taken. Jordan Elliott.
I like this guy.
Defensive tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss. Last year at Mizzou, Jordan Elliott, that was the best player remaining here. Defensive tackle from Mizzou, and he's a beast. And Jordan Elliott will go to the Cleveland Browns at 88. Minnesota down the clock at pick 89. But Mizzou gets the man drafted. Here's the one thing, too, and the schools love doing this. It's why these new improvements go in. When getting guys to the NFL, and I'm making those conversations I've had with Pinkel during the college football show, can you imagine what Ed Orgeron, the kind of hardware he could put up at LSU, national champions, this draft loaded. When you're recruiting, hey, I can get you to the next level. Well, talk is cheap. And right now, it used to be, are you on television or not? Now everybody is, so it doesn't matter. So take, like, Notre Dame had that NBC contract that was big. Now everybody's on TV. Can you get me to the pros? Can you get me to the next level? And to be honest with you, we saw Lenore Ryan had a player taken by the Patriots second round. They'll find you. If you're good, they'll find you. That's what the combine's about. It's what the East-West Shrine Game, Senior Bowl, boom, they'll find you. Doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Dave Beatty, the former coach at Kansas, gravy trained off Johnny Manziel and got himself a head coaching job.
It's just odd how the times have changed. You know what I mean? Like, there's
that's this, a hell of a fireplace Mike Zimmer has. Go ahead.
Do you see the moose or whatever it is that's hanging above it? That's not whatever that thing is. That's also quite impressive. But it's crazy the fact that how the NFL has changed and how they're scouting and how everything's going to be working into that and how they're evaluating this talent coming in.
And the Vikings have now made their selection from the. I'll address this in just a second from the 864. What are my thoughts on the Ryan Bay? Here's Cameron Dantzler, Kramer, the cornerback from Mississippi State, the same place that Willie Gay Jr. Selected by the Chiefs, but Cam Dantzler selected by the Minnesota Vikings, a guy that had a lot of promise. Cam Dantzler was thought of as a first, early, second-round pick going through the process, but he ran in the 4.6s at the combine. But then he does this combine, like, his timed with his friends, and it was like a 4.38, which, to be honest with you, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. And I'm often skeptical about shaving that much time off. But he is a hell of a player, Cam Dantzler. And there was thoughts of him even, you know, sliding the Chiefs might go this direction. Again, Mississippi State is where Willie Gay, the linebacker, comes out to. And 864 says, finally able to listen. What's your all's thoughts on the linebacker pick from the other Kramer? I like him. Listen, Willie Gay, he brings the dog. He brings the fight. It's a good locker room guy. And he's a thumper. And he's got an attitude when he gets on the field. Kind of mild-mannered, gets on the field, changes. It's about creating turnover. 7 of his last 9 games, interception, forced fumble, you name it. Had the highest pass grading from Pro Football Focus that does college football now of the linebackers in the 2020 draft. The Chiefs were sweating it out to get Willie Gay Jr. out of Mississippi State. Let's go to Luke in North Kansas City. What's up, Luke?
Bink, I miss you, man.
Well, I miss everybody. I miss you calling in the night show.
Yeah, and I think I was the last fan that shook your hand in person before everything happened.
Yeah, before the distancing?
Yeah. But all that aside, I tell you what, this is, in my opinion, this is the first time in at least recent memory that the Chiefs actually, like, everybody, you know, they're like, okay, let's do this, all the pundits, and then the Chiefs actually did that. I mean, like, you know, like, we were all like, oh, let's get a running back, and then they did it, and it was awesome because usually the Chiefs were like, hey, let's do this, and then they go the complete opposite direction.
Well, there's a lot of household names being taken in this. Again, it's the known rather than the unknown, and that's what happens when you have virtual meetings with players instead of bringing them in for the 30 visits. And you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire won the national championship. People knew it, second leading rusher of the SEC. Willie Gay, people knew about him and how good he was because he was on that Mississippi State defense in 18 that was first in the country. You know, the known names, the known commodities. This is a draft that I think a lot of people can watch when you watch college football and say, yeah, I remember him. I remember watching him.
Yeah, and also on top of that, like, you know, like, I'm from Alabama, and I'm an Alabama fan. And that running back ran ran over us, just completely destroyed.
Oh, he had a first down against Alabama where he just carried people for, like, 10 yards. He ended up with 3 touchdowns in an Alabama game and ran for 110 yards. Again, he ran for over 100 yards in the national title game, too. I mean, he stepped up in the biggest games.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, against Alabama, like, you know, because it was like Clyde, he basically just did one of those, like, over my dead body games and just, like, went off. And then, of course, Willie, I mean, he's such a good linebacker. And, of course, we can get, you know, a cornerback in free agency or something. I mean, like, we are set.
Well, I think they'll get one here in this draft. I mean, they're not dying for cornerbacks. Having Breland comes back is huge. Mm-hmm. If he didn't come back, I think it becomes a more pressing issue for the Chiefs. And Breland coming back gave the luxury of going Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round.
Exactly. But honestly, I just my thing with the secondary is that there's a little bit too young. That's what was so huge about getting the Honey Badger. But if we get one more guy that, because I mean, like, you know, basically at this point, Breland would have to teach the new guy like where we're going from here.
Yeah,
so,
don't forget about Fenton coming back. Don't forget about the development of Charvarius Ward, and don't forget about the name Alex Brown. He was active, did a lot of special teams. 5'11 corner out of South Carolina State who played down the stretch in limited roles. But don't forget about him as well. But again, this is about draft and development. Is Devin Asai, the tight end from UCLA, as we see another tight end off the board, a position we haven't really seen a lot of, gets picked.
That's true. And also,
Patriots.
I wish that
Patriots.
There's
their tight end.
If Goodell was going to sit in a leather chair and make a pick, I wish he would at least have like a pipe that he was like, you know, taking a huff off of.
Oh, you know what? Sit in a leather chair with a pipe?
Yeah, like you know, like a corn cob or
he looks,
you
like,
know,
he's
one of the...
Goodell looks like he's out of, not out of place, but he looks like he's put out right now.
I'm expecting a fireside chat. Let me tell you about the NFL.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Like maybe it's a I can't think of his name.
And thanks for the call, Luke. But some of these coaches cams is fun. The Belichick one's funny because it's like his kitchen table. Like Belichick lives how you would expect Belichick to live.
By the way, the Patriots traded up with the Raiders, and the Raiders are going to receive the 100th pick, which is a third-round pick later on, a fourth at number 139, and a fifth at 172, and the Raiders extend to the Patriots. That pick right there that resulted in a Asai and 159, which is in the fifth round.
Patriots had the room to move. They had the picks to do it. And you notice what they've done the last couple picks? They've moved up for the player they want. Like, they're eyeing the player they want, and they're using the picks as collateral. They came in with 12 picks into this draft. They accumulated some when they traded back with the Chargers earlier. But the Ravens, Titans, Packers, Broncos, then the Kansas City Chiefs. Will the Broncos spoil who the Chiefs were going to take? Or will the Chiefs jump the Broncos and go to the Packers so that the Broncos don't screw things up? Interesting. Baltimore Ravens on the clock. We'll fill you in who they pick when we come back after this. And welcome back to Draft Night. Jay Binkley with Kramer Sansone producing the operation. Big thanks to Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. I could go for some spirits. I got plenty of cold spirits, to be honest with you.
I can't wait. But I always need more.
Who doesn't need more spirits?
That's true. Very true.
I mean, after all, that's one good thing. Like, especially Lucas, you can find beer. Toilet paper, you're out of luck. Seriously.
I know.
I was in a store again. It's gone again. It's gone all the time.
I know.
The stores are open. It's not like they're closing. And things are starting to open up. It's not like stores are going to close. Leave some damn toilet paper.
And they're always going to keep bringing them in, so it's not like you have to hoard it.
Yeah.
I wish it didn't make sense at the beginning anyways.
Yeah, I don't.
By the way, the Baltimore Ravens wide receiver, Devin Duvernay.
Oh, from the University of Texas. So Bryce Hall still remains.
He's quick. He's very quick.
People have been asking me if who I think I want the Chiefs to take, and the answer still remains. It remains the best corner, I believe, still available. In that, it's Bryce Hall. I'm a little bit surprised he's still there. I think the injury concerns were concerning people. Amik Robertson's still there, Louisiana Tech, probably the best corner still available. Shorter, 5'8", might scare some people off at corner, especially when we see this, what the trend is with these wide receivers. They're all 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". The wide receiver's really big in this year's draft.
And they're really big, and they're also really quick. Have you noticed that? It's like the taller they are, the faster they get.
And when we look at Ben Bartsch, St. John's, another, you know, smaller school guy. St. John's, Minnesota is where he played. And Ben Bartsch is a guy that really showed out at the Senior Bowl. And it's a 6'6", 309-pound lineman in the interior. You know, Ben Bartsch, I think, remains a possibility for the Chiefs as well. I think he could be a guy that that the Chiefs look for. I think this will be corner, though. I don't know. I would go corner here.
I like Curtis Weaver a lot. I like him a lot for the Chiefs, and he's still on the board, and I think he still might be there when they get to that pick. I just like this guy from Boise State. I like him.
We're getting closer and closer. You like those blue turf guys.
I like those blue turf guys, yes. For some reason, the blue turfs make you stand out a little bit better.
The Titans on the clock. They had the pick in at this point. We don't know what they did. Roger Goodell keeps slouching down on that chair.
I think he's going to fall asleep at some point.
You know what? I would, too, if I had that big leather chair. Not with those camera lights on.
That's probably a hot leather chair right now.
Malik Harrison's another guy I like, but they're like dressed linebacker. Malik Harrison's a great tackler. He's a thumper. But I don't know if he's three down. So Titans, pick is in. We don't know who it is yet. The Packers, the Broncos, then the Chiefs.
They addressed that linebacker spot, but that doesn't mean that they could, you know, double up and hopefully, get another linebacker in there. Hopefully, like an outside linebacker to at least, do some competition. Who can we see move to the middle spot? Because I mean, if you play linebacker at one area, I'm pretty sure you can probably move over the middle line to the middle spot or go on the other opposite side of the line.
Willie Gay Jr., Mississippi State, was the Chiefs' second selection behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He spoke just a little bit ago. Here in Kansas City, the conference call on what he prides himself on.
Well, really, with me, just, one thing I prided myself on was, no matter if I played 5 games or 15, I was going to be the same player, same guy, same person every chance I got to be on the field, whether it was practice, whether it was a game, whether it was scout team, and I feel like, that it showed. A lot of coaches saw it, and thank God Kansas City, took a chance on me, and really just that, man. And, I make it work even with 5 games. I don't need 10 to 15 games to make plays, 5 games. I mean, of course, I would love to play my whole season, but just made it work with what I had and got the best out of it.
And one of the things I like is the biggest question they ask, how much do you like football? Ever since Borland retired to San Francisco, it's become the big question. How much do you like the game of football?
I started playing a game when I was 6, man, and I was like always the fastest guy on the field, man. But when I got to high school, man, just to be able to compete with guys that were some way, just as good as me, it made me fall in love with competing, And when I can hit a guy, he gets up, he hits me, I get up, just the love for the game, the rough part of the game is what I love, man, and the brotherhood. And it makes you a better man outside of football, It teaches you life lessons that you never thought football could teach you, And that's really something that helps me a lot.
For the love of the game. For the love of the game of football. These sound simple, like simple answers, but it's true. You have to love the sport. You have to love the physicality of the sport. You have to love what goes in to playing the position, the training, the lifting, the running, everything involved in hitting other human beings. It's the love of the game, and the Chiefs have a team that loves the game. They like tweeting each other. Like, the Chiefs knew – the best thing about the Chiefs last year is they knew how to have fun. Remember the Denver game, making snow angels and playing in the snow and all that, but they knew when to shut it off. Like, they knew when to play, and they knew when the light's on. Like you and me, Kramer. We like to screw around a little bit.
Yeah.
But when the light's on, we go.
Exactly.
And when the light goes off, crack some beers, go have a little fun. Well, there's nothing to do, so we'll go our separate ways and – we'll meet tomorrow for some simulation baseball, which is something we like to do.
That's very true. And we know how to turn it on and turn it off at any given moment.
You got to know how to turn it on, turn it off. But Willie Gay Jr. says he's going to be a sponge around everyone.
Well, I know for a fact, they play a lot of man. They do a lot of everything, And I feel like more speed with Tyran on the defense, man, and a great defense all around, around him and Chris Jones, man, and those great linebackers. I feel like that's perfect for me. I can get better from those guys, man, learn a lot. They can teach me a lot. I take in every little – I'm just a sponge out there, man. Take in every piece of detail, whether it's something in practice, something in the game, something with film room study, and I feel like I'm in a great position, man, and the defense is awesome, so I'm ready.
There's Willie Gay Jr. Darrington Evans, the running back from App State, played with Eli Drinkwitz, the new head coach at Missouri. Is a selection for the Titans going running back, to add to that stable. We're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs pick, Kramer. Why don't we go ahead and take a timeout now because I don't want to miss it. Packers are on the clock, then the Broncos, then the Chiefs. Again, 5 minutes between the rounds. Let's take a break now. Come back. I'll let you know what the Packers, Broncos, and we should have the Chiefs pick here soon. Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley. Kramer Sansone producing the operation. It's brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. Well, we're getting closer, Kramer. The Broncos on the clock, and the pick is already in. The Packers went Josiah DeGuara, a tight end out of Cincinnati, as we see yet another tight end off the board. But the Broncos go now. Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, wide receivers taken by the Broncos, the first two picks. Then they went corner. Then they went the outstanding center and Lloyd Cushenberry as their next pick. Where will the Broncos go down? Then the Chiefs are on the clock because the Broncos pick is in. So we'll see what direction. Bryce Hall, the cornerback from Virginia, remains out there. And I really want him in Kansas City. I think he'd be a good selection. Been starting in Virginia ever since he was a true freshman. Matter of fact, Juan Thornhill tweets about his former college teammate, and he said someone is going to get a big-time steal selecting Bryce Hall. Just watch. Will that be the Kansas City Chiefs? I'm not sure, as Bryce Hall remains, as the Chiefs now are on the clock because the Broncos have made their selection. What will the Chiefs do in round three? We don't have anything official yet, so we don't know if they've traded out of the pick. And I can't see a lot of teams at this point. I wonder how many teams would be willing to trade. But the Broncos selection is in, and we'll see. They've gone wide receiver twice. They go McKelvin Ajum, the defensive tackle from Arkansas. So another defensive pick for Vic Fangio, as they've gone defensive tackle. They've gone cornerback. They've gone three offensive positions in two wide receivers and the center in Lloyd Cushenberry. So the Chiefs now on the clock, as we've mentioned, as the Broncos go defensive tackle. Been interesting. And the Raiders, of course, today, day two of the draft, don't forget they went wide receiver with Henry Ruggs, their first selection in the draft this year. And then later on, they went Brian Edwards, the outstanding wide receiver at South Carolina, and Lynn Bowden Jr., the outstanding wide receiver turned quarterback at Kentucky. So they go back-to-back wide receivers. So three wide receivers taken for the Denver Broncos. And the Chiefs pick is in. And we'll go with we don't have it yet. I mean, we got to wait for Roger Goodell there on the couch to make the announcement. Bathroom breaks or wherever. Not sure what he's going to be doing, but he's just sitting there the whole time. He's been very busy tonight, but the Chiefs pick is in. So this means no trade. It means they have made their third round selection. This is supposed to be their only pick of the last pick of the night. We don't know. It's been Willie Gay Jr. today in round two, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back in round one. The Chiefs have a fourth round pick, number 138. They have a fifth round pick, number 177. Just five picks for the Chiefs, the fewest in the draft were the Chiefs and the Saints, is that Andy Reid came now with that Tommy Bahama as the Chiefs are making selections. Will they go Bryce Hall? Let's put your picks together. There's Roger Goodell doing the chop. Don't forget the chop for KC. Let's go to Roger Goodell.
With the 96th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Lucas Niang, tackle, TCU.
So they go Big 12, they go tackle, so it's offensive line. So they don't get wide receiver in the first three, so we've seen the Chiefs address defense in round two. We saw running back in round one. Now Lucas Niang, the offensive tackle from TCU, goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. 28 starts and 44 games played for Lucas as the Chiefs go Big 12 with a member of Gary Patterson's group at TCU. And when you look at his size and how big he is, but Lucas Niang is 6'6", 315 pounds. Big dude. And as far as his strengths, Lance Zierlein says, widens and centers in the contact, hands and hips, work in unison as run blocker, strikes, leverages, and uproots his foes. He played high school ball with the. He's from Connecticut, from the East Coast, but see, he started his Final Eight contest playing in 12 games that season. TCU coaches got his size and ability on the field in 12 games as a reserve lineman in 2016, 2018 second team All Big 12 pick, started all 13 games for the Horned Frogs at right tackle. His senior season ended after 7 games, 6 starts. Hip surgery is what Lucas had at that point, so hopefully that comes out. Get you the bio here from Arrowhead Pride, as they've been so good with their player comparisons. Willie Gay Jr., his player comparison, they had the Derek Johnson. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was Brian Westbrook, who we got to see. Cleveland is on the clock, and Cleveland has made their selection. We're going fast here now. End of the night. And we have guys going fast. So the Chiefs do address the offensive line. And keep in mind, Mitch Schwartz, Eric Fisher, like, who's going to be that tackle? Who's going to be that tackle they're grooming? Martinez Rankin, you have here with the Chiefs. But who's going to be that guy with the Chiefs? And I never have a problem at all with offensive line. I know it's not sexy, and I don't know. I know that they don't sell jerseys. But if you're going to protect your best investment, which is Patrick Mahomes, you got to go offensive line at a certain point. Does that surprise you at all? I was thinking they might go corner with Bryce Hall, but they don't go that direction. So they don't listen to Juan Thornhill like they listen to Mahomes.
I like this pick. I like this pick on getting a protection piece for Pat. I thought they would address that in the second round, but of course they have many rounds to go as they have 2 more picks left. They got their offensive line to hopefully help protect Pat.
I thought they might go Jack Driscoll in the 4th or 5th round out of Auburn. They don't. 10th best tackle is what Pro Football Focus or Akeem Adingi from Kansas was available to. But Lucas Niang, 6'6", 315. They have a day 2 grade on him, 3rd round grade, Arrowhead Pride. Taylor Moton is the player composition for, when you look at what the player composition is for here, the player comparison, excuse me. This is from Arrowhead Pride's draft guide. 3-star recruit that was ranked the top tackle in Connecticut. Earned a starting role midway through sophomore year. Named second team All Big 12 as a junior. Played with a torn hip labrum as a senior that eventually ended the season. His strengths, when healthy, is a healthy blend of intriguing size and speed, athleticism, and moving skills. It's surprising how light on the feet he plays considering his body type. He's effective working into the second level because of the quickness and ability to adjust his aiming point on the move. His initial punch packs a lot of force. It helps clear out space on combo blocks before climbing up to the second level. Niang has had mixed results as a pass protector. Injury limitations may have had that effect on him. Shows foot quickness to develop. Patient with heavy hands to get rushers off their path. Has the reactive athleticism to mirror his inside moves. So, how does he fit with the Chiefs? This is what they said. A significant part of Niang's inconsistency and roller coaster play could stem from his hip labrum injury. But from watching the 2018 film, you can see there's been a lot of development. The size and movement and ability are things the NFL looks for. Niang projects to be in the range that seems more plausible for the Chiefs might look for a tackle in the future. A lot of footwork to clean up, but of course, again, it's about drafting and development. But Lucas Niang goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, 6'6", 315 pounds. So it's offensive tackle, it's linebacker, and it's running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, they were playing on house money this year. It is interesting for a Connecticut guy to go to TCU at that point, like go to that point. But Lucas Niang is the pick. Lance Zierlein also calls him Dancing Bear with good agility and great football IQ. So
that's a nickname you need, is the Dancing Bear, if you're going to be a tackle in the NFL, because that mirror right there shows that you are gritty, you are ruthless, and you are a person that's going to help block at any given moment.
And I love this bio here by Lance Zierlein at NFL.com at the end. The medicals need to check out on the hip, which I'm sure they did, but he's a help now right tackle prospect who should be a long-time starter. All good things. Good showings against Chase Young and Nick Bosa in 2018. when they played, when TCU played Ohio State. So that's something comforting. Chase Young and Nick Bosa, as we know, two of the best pass rushers that we've seen in college football for the longest time. But he did well against them. So that's where the Kansas City Chiefs go. Yeah, it's not going to be a sexy thing. And I understand. Here's finally Malik Harrison goes. Inside linebacker, Ohio State. I like Malik Harrison a lot. Of course, the Chiefs go with Willie Gay Jr. They thought was a better linebacker, but I did like Malik Harrison. Thought there could be a possibility for the Chiefs in this pick as well. But I'm curious now about the fourth round. Will they get Project a corner? At this point, you clearly do, and I know they showed this with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as far as drafting the best guy available, the best fit for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, as far as Willie Gay Jr., how did the phone call go? Well, the Chiefs put this out a little bit ago on Twitter, and we know how excited Clyde Edwards-Helaire was when he was getting the Brian Westbrook comparisons and the fact that Pat Mahomes won in the pick. Here's when Willie Gay Jr. got the call from the Kansas City Chiefs, including Clark Hunt.
Hey, Willie.
Yes, sir.
Great to meet you.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you, too.
We're so excited to have you as a Kansas City Chief.
Man, I thank you so much. I'm so grateful, man, and blessed. I appreciate it.
You're joining an outstanding team, and we've got some of the best coaches in the business.
Yes, sir. I can't help but to be the best around those people like that.
Well, I'm going to hand you off to Andy now.
Sir. Willie, are you in your car?
Yes, sir. I had to get in the car. My family is acting a fool right now.
All right. Brett Veach, our general manager, is going to holler at you real quick here.
How you doing, bud? We're super fired up. We've had a lot of success with players from Mississippi State. And
yes, sir.
You know you're gonna follow in line. The first text I got after we turned your name in was from Tyrann Mathieu, and he said, I want his number right now. So, so when we get off the phone here, I'm gonna shoot you his number, man. Make sure you holler at him, all right?
Yes, sir. I will right now. Yes, sir.
Before you jump on, just real quick, let Mark holler at him real quick. This is our president, Willie.
Man, we're still it's all good.
Part of this team and bringing them.
Man, thank you so much. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can't wait to have you in Kansas City, man.
Oh, it's gonna be wonderful. Yes, sir.
Willie, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excellent. Great.
Appreciate you making that trip downtown again. Look, you're going to hear me talking to you a lot, so I ain't going to talk very much. We had those visits on the video before, but just want you to enjoy it tonight. I look forward to it when we get together in Kansas City, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. It's going to be great.
Willie, what's up, Coach? It's great to have you as a part of the team, man.
Man, I'm ready, man. I'm ready now.
Yeah. Can't wait to get to work.
Yes, sir.
Really, really excited, and we'll be talking a lot here in the next couple of days.
Okay,
so
yes, sir.
I just encourage you to enjoy it. Yeah, enjoy it, man.
Really good to see you, man.
Yes, sir. Nice to see you. How you doing?
I'm happy we got you.
Man, I'm more excited, man. I'm about to explode right now.
Listen, you were these guys' number one pick for the linebacker position, so they're all very excited to have you and get you part of this this organization. Sure. Matt, listen, congratulations, man. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you so much, Coach. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you betcha, man.
There you go. That's the Chiefs call from Chiefs Twitter when they called Willie Gay Jr. I'm excited, man. I'm ready to punch the wall. I'm ready to play. Let's go. By the way, the Ravens, told you that I kind of like the draft that they're putting together here. I mentioned Malik Harrison, Patrick Queen and Malik Harrison. That is called rebuilding your defense. Matt Peart, the offensive tackle from UConn, goes the 35th pick in this round, the 99th overall. The Raiders on the clock here. Their last two selections, back-to-back wide receivers. We've seen the Raiders select three wide receivers in this draft. They'll go safety, Tanner Muse, safety from Clemson. So the Raiders, hey, Jonathan Abrams there.
I like that.
It's an understudy under him, but Clemson player is Tanner Muse goes to the Las Vegas Raiders, played at Clemson. I mean, come on, man, defense.
Played with Trayvon Mullen.
That's right. So Tanner Muse to the Raiders. Jets on the clock. A few more picks remaining here in the third round. We'll keep you up to date as the finishing touches on the third round happen. As the Jets, they've traded with the Patriots. The Patriots now on the clock.
I only can imagine what they've done.
Well, we'll tell you who they pick next. Welcome to the Draft Night with Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone, the Crame Dog, producing the operation. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. Also, shout out to Ryan Lawn and Tree. And the Patriots pick is in as the Patriots traded up for this pick. And one thing we've seen from the Patriots are they obviously have a clear direction on where they're going as they keep trading up to make picks. The Steelers on the clock next for the is Roger Goodell's simulating hugging the TV, which is...
This is kind of very awkward.
And I think he's getting slap happy. He's doing this from New York. It's almost midnight out there. So
I think this is pre-recorded stuff. I think he did this last night and yesterday. Well, yeah, last night.
Oh, is this from yesterday?
Yes, and he might have done some of it in between the picks, but...
They were supposed to do more interviews with Susie Colbert and the picks.
Well, I think that's on a different platform besides on ESPN because there's so much moving parts going around. And also, I would not be surprised if we see Goodell wrapped up in a blanket the next time we see him make the Patriots pick, because you know it's well past his bedtime these past two nights.
It'd be hard not to sit there with a glass of whiskey or cold beer.
He's the commissioner. Why can't he do it? He's the person that runs the league. Maybe he has like some sponsor that's a whiskey or some beer company that he can just have sitting right there chilling and drinking at any point, any given time.
You would think Belichick would have a pimped out place, wouldn't you? Well, not really. It's Belichick.
I think that's
him and his son. I can tell you they're football guys. I can see him sitting there in recliners watching game film. Like, hey, Dad, what's going on? Let's watch some tape.
Let's watch some tape, man.
I mean, I can see him doing that. I mean, just the love of football, the love of direction.
You see how that guy gets right here and he gets around it? He hits him right here.
Hits him hard.
Hits him really hard.
That's why I want him on my team. Dalton Keene.
Another tight end.
Tight end. Virginia Tech, as we see tight ends. No
Sick
Albert
mustache. Sick mustache by Dalton Keene.
Yeah, no Albert O yet. Is tied in from Virginia Tech.
He's going to be a sleeper, I'm telling you. He's going to be asleep.
He's got the potential. He had a down year last year, but...
I would not mind the Chiefs getting him maybe fourth or fifth round.
And they could.
I have a backup tied in.
Adam Trotman's still there, too. The tight end I like from Dayton. Still sitting there. Lucas Niang, by the way. His bio, the Chiefs sent over, has him at 6'7". TCU had him as a 6'7". So 6'6", 6'7", whatever. Hunter Bryant, the tight end out of Washington, I also like as well. He remains. But the Chiefs sitting here with a fourth round and a fifth round, so not a lot of draft capital to move up. And tomorrow, once again, when this starts at 11 a.m., it'll start for the draft tomorrow, and the Chiefs will be picking kind of towards the bottom, pick 138. There's 146 picks in that fourth round when they pick. But it's going to be a little weird not sitting around, you know, waiting for those – late dart throws. You know, the way I approach the seventh round is, who do you not want to take, not want to worry about getting undrafted? Because you got to sell yourself a little bit, you know, when the undrafted free agents come in. Because to be honest with you, being a seventh round pick and being undrafted might be, it doesn't have the cachet as not being a draft pick, but it's also more, it's almost more beneficial to pick and choose your spot and where you're going, being an undrafted free agent, than going in the seventh round.
I could see that. They can also have the chip on their shoulder saying, hey, I'm an undrafted free agent. Or undrafted, yeah, rookie. So I can easily get in here and try to show them what I'm capable of.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers have gone Alex Highsmith, outside linebacker from Charlotte, and now their cross-state rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, we'll be picking next at pick 103 in the draft, 39 in this round. Then the Rams, the Vikings, and the Ravens. And the Ravens are one of those teams you keep an eye on. What are they doing? I think that when Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins, I think they kind of ruined the cachet, so to speak. And I've never been high on the Texans because of him. But the Ravens are a team I believe you have to watch out for and be concerned about much more than what's in the division. And I think the Ravens so far have put together a really nice draft, to be honest with you. It's one of, unfortunately, it's one of my favorite drafts out there. I mean, I really like what the Chiefs are doing, but I love Patrick Queen, J.K. Dobbins, Devin DuVernay, and they got Malik Harrison. Two linebackers I really like in Malik Harrison and Patrick Queen. with the Baltimore Ravens.
See, I'm liking how the Bills have drafted. I know they only have two picks this entire draft so far, but they have a backup running back to Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, and you end up drafting Epineza. I think that is going to shore up that defense, well run it even more. So I think they almost have won this draft so far.
What do you think of the Colts and Chris Ballard? Because last year, I thought the Colts were destined. I mean, they won a playoff game on the road the year before. When Andrew Luck goes down, that kind of changed the way we look at what the Colts were doing. Now, Phillip Rivers comes in with something to prove still, and I think you could put him up there as one of the best quarterbacks, not to win a Super Bowl. I think he's on my list for that. But Michael Pittman, they didn't have a first-round pick, the Colts, with Chris Ballard. They go Pittman, second pick in the second round, I believe.
Yes.
Then Jonathan Taylor, and then Julian Blackman. I like safety from Utah.
Julian Blackman, he's going to be really good for that safety side for the Colts, and I think he can easily back it up from being that third-round pick.
Well, I just kind of like what they're doing. Davion Taylor, outside linebacker from Colorado, as we've seen kind of a run on linebackers here in this round. Kind of interesting what the run is. It's clearly outside linebacker at this point. Where teams are going is the Rams on the clock now. So we got the Rams. We got three more selections in this round of the draft, the third round of the 2020 draft. Rams, Vikings, and the Ravens, unless there's a trade. I mean, draft capital, I mean, you could trade picks from a future year if you were the Kansas City Chiefs, but never know. From the 864, Raiders love my hometown Tigers. Mayock only watches Clemson. Oh. We got a lot of Tigers, a lot of LSU. Not only is LSU dominating this draft, LSU fans have definitely chimed in. We've seen some LSU love today on our text line at 69306. Anybody out there that you're surprised? I think at this point, you're not as worried. There are some quarterbacks out there that I am curious where they're going to go. Jake Fromm, remember all the promise he had at Georgia when he started? And Jacob Eason that's at Washington left because of Jake Fromm when he went to Georgia.
And they both are still out there who could be a fourth or fifth round type pick.
LaMichael Perine, the Florida running back, I thought he might be selected here coming up in the fourth round. Bryce Hall, the cornerback. Curtis Weaver, a guy you like. Ed, a defensive end from Boise State. Still remains Albert O. K.J. Hill from Ohio State still remains in this draft as well. As the Rams pick is in, they're going to fire these bad boys out quick. Watch this. I mean, this is going quick as we're at the end of the third round of the draft before you start tomorrow, 11 a.m. I wonder if Raj is still going to be doing it tomorrow.
I hope he is.
Terrell Burgess, safety, Utah. How many safeties have we seen go this round?
I like that pick a lot. Terrell Burgess, I honestly had him mocked, I think, twice to the Chiefs for just as any type of secondary help. I think this is a good pick for the Rams.
You had the Chiefs going safety.
In the later rounds for backup.
That's what makes, like, Isaiah Simmons at a Latha Dort. That's what makes him so special, that hybrid defensive player. We have to decide. He played a lot of safety, played some linebacker, won the Buckus Award as the best linebacker in the country. So it's that hybrid player that we're seeing at this point. A little bit surprised on Josh Jones' slide, the tackle from Houston. Thought we would see him going earlier. I still have some bios. Jacob Eason never gets taken, Kramer. And by the way, we had another person text in. His name is Kramer, the other Kramer.
Yeah, the other Kramer, yeah. We've met.
Have we decided tomorrow what time we're having virtual baseball?
We have not, because we're still waiting on your decision, Bank.
Well, I want to wait till the draft's over. You know, I don't know the Chiefs.
I think 5 o'clock's the perfect time. I think the draft's going to be done before then.
And it is completely rapid fire.
Yes.
When you get towards the end, because it's 4 minutes to final round.
I think 5 o'clock's a good time.
11 a.m., 5-minute rounds. I'm kind of excited about tomorrow, see what direction the Chiefs go. As they've gone running back with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Willie Gay Jr., the linebacker in round two, Lucas Niang, offensive tackle in round three. The Saints pick is in at this point as well. And then the final pick of this round will be the Baltimore Ravens, and then as far as tomorrow is concerned, the Bengals, once again, of course, with the first pick in the fourth round. And we haven't seen those early trades where teams can sit around and wait. You clean the charts. I'm curious if Ben Bartsch gets picked. Talk about project offensive lineman that had a great did a great job at the Senior Bowl. What do the Saints do? They got Zach Bond earlier, the linebacker. Sean Payton. They had Emmanuel Sanders, safety Malcolm Jenkins this year, some of the moves that the Saints moved in, and their pick is in. And old Raj, well, we're reading this quickly, and now the final team on the clock, the Ravens, are the countdown of 5 minutes is going. But the Saints, with the second to last pick here in the third round, and they'll go Adam Trautman, tight end Dayton. It's a tight end I like. I've been talking about Trautman for so long. Look at that. Look at the school ranks as a tight end. Receptions and receiving yards. And I was a Dayton Flyer. I've been waiting for this guy to go, Kramer, and he finally went. 6'5", 255. Once again, we're talking about a former high school quarterback. Hell, he played corner as well at that size.
It's very impressive. I think it's a good pick, I guess. I'm not sure how the tight end situation is looking like in for the Saints. I know they have Jared Cook still there. So, I mean, a good backup tight end for him.
Yeah, the pass-catching tight end becoming prevalent. Or run it from the wildcat formation like he's doing there in some of the the video that we're seeing now. But I like it. I like that pick. Who's your favorite draft team so far? I think you got to put the Ravens up there.
Yeah, put the Ravens or Colts.
I hate to say I really like what the Raiders have done.
I like what the Raiders have done,
They still have
too.
A quarterback, but I like what
they
they're
have
doing.
A quarterback, Pink. They have
They've
two.
Got, no, they don't.
They have two quarterbacks.
They've got great wide receivers.
Yes, they do.
I love the receiver. The Raiders are a young team.
Yes, they are.
The problem is the guy that pulls the trigger. I mean, the talent's there for the Raiders. The young talent.
It'll be a lot better this coming season.
But a great draft last year. I like their draft this year. But
back-to-back great years of drafting. It's going to prove it.
It shows you what the importance is of having a guy that can play quarterback and how every team is trying to find that guy.
We'll start to see how it goes.
Well, I wonder if Rodgers is going to get this thing done by 11. He better hurry.
You better get that in real quick.
We'll be doing a station ID. At some point, if we don't get this bad boy in. So the Ravens will pick last. We didn't see the trades at the end. And it's the known commodity. It's the way the draft. Lucas Niang, though, who the Chiefs picked, coming off an injury. It's interesting that they thought that hip checked out okay to go ahead and make that selection.
Hey, let's just pause 10 seconds for station identification, Bink.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Kansas City, a radio.com sports station.
And we're back.
Nice job, Cream Dog. Nice job. The pick is in for the Ravens, the final pick of the third round of the 2020 virtual draft. What if they like and decide to just keep doing this? Hopefully not, because we have the 2023 draft here. Next year's in Cleveland. The year after that will be in Vegas because they moved that, even though Roger Goodell said the wrong year when he gave out that announcement. And then the Chiefs will hold the 2023 draft, which hopefully we're down there at that. Been clamoring for that bad boy for the longest time. Patrick Queen, J.K. Dobbins, Malik Harrison already going to the Ravens.
I wonder how long this pick's going to take. They already have it in. It seems like they're still on the phone. Harbaugh's still talking to somebody. Here we go.
They're not trading it. They're picking it. There's Roger Goodell shaking M&Ms or whatever he's got. He's been doing that quite a bit.
That's his energy level right now. It's all empty.
He didn't do the wardrobe changes tonight, did he?
I don't think he cared.
Tyree Phillips, offensive tackle, Mississippi State. Bulldogs.
It's a good one.
from the SEC, 6'5", 331 pounds. Teammates of the Chiefs' second-round pick, Willie Gay Jr., at Mississippi State. Kramer, it's been a lot of fun, my friend.
Indeed it has, Binkley.
It's been a lot of fun. The Chiefs tomorrow, as we sit right now, round 4, pick number 138. Round 5, pick number 177. As the Chiefs have gone Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back out of LSU with the 32nd pick. Pick number 63, Willie Gay Jr., linebacker from Mississippi State. Round 3, pick 96, the Chiefs go Lucas Niang, 6'6", 6'7", tackle from TCU. Kramer Sansone, excellent job producing tonight.
Excellent job hosting tonight.
We'll see you tomorrow for some Royals simulated virtual baseball after the draft.
Yes, and make sure you head over to our YouTube channel. Make sure you comment or like and you subscribe.
610 Sports, Space KC, and subscribe like Kramer says.
Exactly.
I'm Jay Binkley saying goodnight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.